I love to cook and bake for myself and others, and I thought it'd be a wonderful opportunity to share my knowledge and history with cooking and baking in a commentary, and also post a delicious recipe on the museum's website. I slowly got into baking with my mom, pitching in at the easy parts and mixing ingredients. I was only interested in the tasty results, but later I found so much joy in the baking process. As I got more into baking, I learned more about how to measure things and the science of it. Mom taught me how to use electric mixers and the oven and stovetop so I could bake by myself. I began finding different foreign recipes and spouting questions about them to my mom. I found that my mom did not know everything about baking, so I checked out lots of baking books at the library. And then my mom got me and my sister a kid's baking book. I was so excited and wanted to try every recipe. Still working on it. Eventually, when I had enough knowledge, I started experimenting and making new recipes, like my famed peanut butter cookies with apple butter sandwiched in between, and really getting deep into baking chemistry. I learned about baking substitutes so I could make treats for my friends with allergies and intolerances. Incredibly, there were so many options to substitute butter, egg, gluten, etc. I also became very interested in baking shows like The Great British Baking Show and the Junior Version, which inspired me. That brings us up to date on my baking journey, but now to dive into cooking. My dad has always loved to cook, and watching him really showed me not just how to cook dinner with the basics, but to really experiment with flavors and make a memorable meal. My dad taught me how to eyeball things. I was very precise because of my baking experience, many tricks and hacks, and how to take yourself to another spot in the world in one bite. That's one of the many joys of cooking, experimenting with recipes from different places and cultures. One of the reasons I love cooking is that you have room to be experimental. Baking is more precise, but with cooking, you can be super adventurous. Another reason is that food brings people together, whether you are the eater, the chef, or both. I'm both. Whenever my dad cooks something, he invites me to help in the kitchen and taste test. I have now graduated from sous chef to associate chef, so we work alongside each other in the kitchen and listen to each other's advice. In the summer, me and my dad try to cook on the grill as much as possible because it's nice to get outside and do something we both enjoy. And I do encourage you to get outside and spend time with your family on a grill if you plan to make the recipe I'll post. It's just very nice to be outside while cooking and with people you love. This recipe is delicious, I think so, and is one of me and my dad's favorites. Turkish skewered meat kebabs, roasted vegetables, and naan. The combination of flavors is very yummy and it's not very complicated. All in all, cooking and baking for me is just about having fun with the process, so don't get too worried about the finished product. It'll still taste good, I bet. To make this recipe, visit upchildrensmuseum.org. This is Ondine Clark Bonk for 8to18 Media.